Aber Jai Janala Giri Baladhari Jaya Jashwanda Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachami Jamuna Tira Vanachami Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Gopi Janavala Vadhari Ashnandana Braja Janar Anjana Tira Vanachami Amunara Vanachami Jayo Radha Kunja Vihari Paramahansa, Brajagacharya, Shishi Mad, Aisi, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami, Riki, Nityalila, Pravishna, Paramahansa, Charajasta, Tarasapa, Shishi Mad, Bhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswat, Jai, Kota, Vishnavinda, Ki, Namacharya, Haridashta, Kuki, Hoshi, Krishna, Ananda, Shidvaita, Girara, Shivastri, Govar, Bhakti, Jirada, Kisham, Kunvara, Kun, Girigovar, Dan, Ki, Matura, Vindavin, Abdi, New Ramanati, Dan, Jagannapuri, Tolosi, Devi, Ki, Ganga, Maiki, Yamuna, Maiki, All glories and devotees, all glories and devotees, all glories and devotees, all glories to you and to you. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Janaratamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayit. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5 and 6. Vigyana Virgaya. What's that? Oh, let's do 5 first. Namo Vigyana Virgaya. Maya Yidai. Krihidayo Namaste Vyaktaye Namo Vijnanabhyo Maya Yedamupayuse Grihita Guna Bhedayo Namaste Vyaktayo Naye Namo Vijnanabhiryayo Ye damu payu se hita da namaste onaye. Is that it? Is it? Am I? All right. We already did. Okay. Say ye tuanan ye na bhave na. Yat Yatma Bhavanam Atmani Protanam Param Sarasaratmaka Etvanyanyena Bhavena Bhayantyatma Bhavanam Atmani Protabhuvanam Param Saratmakam Thank you. Okay, so. Yay. On you. Ina. Bhavena. With devotion. Meditate. Atma Bhavanam. Who envies? Many. Prota. Link. Bhuvan. All the planets. Param. Supreme. Sat. Asat. Cause. Makam. O Lord, all these within yourself generated from you. You are the cause of who meditates upon you without deviation, attains service. The next one with the purport. Tam supakvikate tam supakva yoganam jita swasemanam atpasadanam bhutascha bhakvandriyatmaknam vadva yushmanam bhava. Translation. No defeat in this material world for persons who control it and who are therefore experienced mature because in yoga they have attained your mercy. Yasadhanam. The purpose of yoga, it is said, that it is by the mind and the mind by controlling the breathing process. Therefore, the breathing process is the ultimate aim of yoga. The real purpose of performances is to anyone who has to be understood. Mature mystic yogi. It is indicated here he who has control has the actual benediction of the Lord and has no fear. In other words, one cannot attain the mercy of the Lord able to control the mind and senses. This is actually possible, fully engaged as a person whose senses and mind are always in transcendental service, engaging in material activity. The devotees of the Lord are not defeated anywhere. It is stated, Nakutashtana bibyate, Svarga Pavarga Api Kvashana. 6:17:28. God is not afraid anywhere. He is sent to hell. 6:17:28. So, sir, Mina Bhavena Bhavayat Yantyatma Bhavanam Atmani Prota Bhuvanam Param Satam. All the planets exist within and all generated from you. Therefore, you are the cause of this universe, and anyone who meditates on you without deviation is service. Tamsu Pakva Yoganam Jitendriya Ayushmat Prasad Nakutas Chit Parabhava. There is no in this midst, control the mind and senses by controlling the breathing process. And it was therefore mystics. This is because by such perfection in yoga, obtained your mercy. Jai. It seems like these are Lord Brahmaji. So there's no harm in worshiping Brahma. So, is described when Vyasadeva was spot composer. All the Vedic literature, so much, Mahabharata, Purana, he assembled them. Still, he was feeling something, Hridaya, within some empty. Narad Muni approached, he worshipped him in the Brahmaji. And so, we're in Madhvasandaya, therefore, we worship Brahmaji also. And why? Well, the demigods are worshipping Brahma. Just like worship our own Prabhupada, Shri Guru, and we chanting the Guru's prayers for the Guru. So you may not have your own particular, but still, Brahmaji is the source in this parampara. So in the sixth chapter, section, in a very humble way, saying, praising Krishna himself. He's talking to Narada. So in our line, we have Brahma Samhita, we're chanting it also every morning. Many are there. So in his mood, also. Of course, atapite deva padam bhujadva adale sanu janati tatvam bhagavam himno. So Brahmaji, he's a god of boldom, just like it's described about there. Unlimited, as far as we're concerned, they have unlimited knowledge, first knowledge. So Brahmaji's praying, heart whole with great zeal, the lotus feet of So all acharyas, they're explaining that I am not supreme. thing, supreme. If one is a mindful or so, he's not really in disciplined succession, he cannot really say that. What doesn't really kind of vijnana. It's described in that last verse, last few verses, jnana vijnana. Anyway, here it says, Trana bhavena, mai chananya yogena, bhakti abhavicharini. How many times in the word, ananya bhakti, that verse is there by Rupa Goswami. We want null and void, only bhakti. Gita, this is used, bhaktas, like that, very aiding service. Santatayanu vritya, the first canto, third chapter, like that. Yoga santatayya, that is unbreaking. Ananya chintanto mam ye jana pariupasate, unbroken, unbroken. Many verses there. There's five verses in a row. And in like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, like that. And it's the bhakti. So finally it says, Adyatmakyatvam atadarshanam. So many things will be described there. Shrotram in Gita. The five says, Agyanam yadatonyata. Anything besides those things, this mood shows. How can anyone, ordinary, recite Musangito or recite prayers to Krishna? You're sitting in front of Krishna reciting. How many prayers? Is it exactly 40? Exactly 40. What is it? Nomita did Ambaraya. The first verse, he's described Krishna that your cloth is so effulgent, your body, how he decorated Paripicha, all his earrings from berries. And that's his cowherd stick there. So Brahmaji is Krishna of Krishna. We cannot complain that these prayers Brahmaji. And Brahma says in the third canto, ninth chapter, he has his prayers for energy. So when we also, everyone wants to create something or something. So Brahmaji is creating the universe. So he's praying in it. Therefore, he says, see, I'm feeling bonded, seeing the suffering of the living entity. So as they're feeling pain, they want to enlighten the living entities. So he's kshutri mahamora adyamana. When he arrives in this aspect of that means realized knowledge. Realized means there's compassion, anugrahaya. So Brahmaji is saying there that the living entities are suffering. Hunger and thirst shoot out of me. All the living entities trying to eat constantly, right? Eating, sleeping, mating, and fighting, struggle. So this material world is, he has his, therefore he's describing it in detail. Very detailed. This is Gyan Vijnana Vipma. Kuta Sendriya. Somehow or other in this verse, we're hearing about this, and Krishna about it in Gita, fourth chapter. Does anyone memorize those verses? The prano, pane, some are going down that one has in different ways. But then Krishna gets into some detail throughout 4:28:9. I can't remember exactly who was it. Usually devotees don't memorize all those. It's a breathing process. They're very detailed means they're not really detailed. Breathing process, Prabhupada used to joke actually, don't come pressing nose like that. Although it's given here, immediately said, the final attainment is they have attained it. That's if one. Tapasvivyo tako yogi, kami bhashchati ko yogi, tasmad yogi bhavarjana. At the end of sixth chapter, mystic, some yoga groups, they like to hear, they think they can do this yoga. Nastyeva, nastyeva. You can't get that. In this age of Kali, those things of Chaitanya was said, this is useless. Especially here. There's just simply swap the verse. What is it? The breathing bellows. Just like the bellow of breathing he just describing. What is it? Bastra kim. Those simply breathing. So because Bina vinayarpanam. Without offering those things, no use, no particular value. Tapasya ararito yari haresh tapasa tatakin. If one ararito yari haresh, there's no need of doing breathing. Tapasya ishu yogeshu tapasu. What is it? Wait, huh? Jaiva. All this. It was described to Arjuna in Gita, really detailed. And he said, do that. Prabhupada often would say, Arjuna was very much more powerful than us. If anyone could do, he could do. But he said, no, I can't do that, please. My mind, Mima Krishna, Pramati Balabhadridam. Two flickering. Then Krishna says, well, you know, pop. But then he said, actually, don't be asvi, tapa, yogi. Don't become yogi. What to speak of karma? Thumbs down. Yogi, yogi nam api sarvesha magatanantara. There's many yogis, he says, one who thinks of me always. Nanya yoga. So, also, there's a bhavati bhavatara. Brahma's endorsing bhakti yoga. Only by bhakti. Bhakti ananya. Deviating bhakti. There's no need of all these other processes. There's no time. There's one book on my shelf that I don't read. Something by Iyengar. He's written one book about the breathing, life on light on. So I don't know if there's any more detailed book on pranayama, but Iyengar was like a poor kid in South India. I think he was not born. I don't think he was born. Anyway, he took up yoga because he had health deficiency. He said, ah, kid, do some yoga, you know. Then he became famous yogi. And he wrote a whole way to press your nose. And he offers respects to Vishnu. He was a very pious yogi. Very yogi, but yogi, we read in Bhagavatam, much more powerful yogis are there. They can do so many things. But their power, he was just simply doing his bhakti yoga. If one is here, it says here, controlling the mind is dhamma. What is it? Yeah, so controlling and ultimate goal of yoga. But if one can do that by bhakti, this is yoga chitte, described in the beginning of the sixth chapter. One is a yogi unless he sannyas, he has controlled the mind and senses. So probably Prabhupada calls them, you know, sitting in very luxurious studio and try to do some yoga. This is actual yoga. The yogis have to go and control the breath process. But even said they're very powerful yogis in Kumbh Mela, some hundreds of years old, can see the water even maybe now, we don't know. If they really don't come in breath, they do it. But still, it's a very difficult process. Many times that yogi was sitting under the Jamuna, he saw having some agitated like that. Who's that yogi? Vishva? Huh? Vishva? Shalvari Muni. He got there and he wanted to get married, we'll say. He was agitated and he got the daughters of the king. 50 daughters, and by his mystic power, you know, he's all shrimp water for an hour, you get all, even an hour. If you swim in the springs, your body fits. So imagine if you're under there, and long time. I think the Prachetas, they also went under the water. Long, just 10,000 years, and suspended animistically, because even Hiranyakashipu was super yogi, philosophy, living in his bones. I mean, don't try that at home. I mean, other thing you might try, but not live bones. And was around him, no one could even see him. Brahma came, performing such heavy tapasya. Dhruva Maharaj, jungle, and you're standing on one leg and just like this, you know. Demigod, hey, stop this kid, we can't even breathe. Our yoga, somehow you can become very powerful. So try for our yoga is ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he can Chaitanya. About the yogis, I'll give us one. Useless yoga. Now yoga sit here. There's many verses praying like that. Na paramesh dham, yoga sit arpita. Mishnah says himself, the yogis, he puts down the yogi doing yoga, he said. And even your attainment of Brahmalok and Dhruva, simply worship me. So if you take this out, this is good. I like to do this breath. Okay, you try for it. Read the rest of the Bhagavatam. And in so many places that is yoga. So, ararito yari harsata.
What is the use of your tapasya, yoga, you worship Krishna, especially within it, and not adito yadahiresu. Don't worship Krishna within and without, then also tapasya. Your yoga and tapasya, try that in Satya Yuga. There might be, there's some yogis. I'm yogi. For us, we don't care about it here. We're simply interested in this bhakti yoga. Automatically, everything is there. Swami also gives the process of pranayama, how one can chant simultaneous pranayama, if possible, if you study on it. But we have to do our basic yoga, sadhana. Just like people of, don't try to catch a cobra if you're a worm or a water snake. Water snake is scarier than a worm. But still, this, he said, the scientist trying to going to a different planet. They create here on this planet. Fooled. Muda. All nonsense. Hey, guess what? You cannot get it just you work for big rich guys. They don't have to study. They just buy you. They tell you, do them bombs. So what is the use of your nonsense? The pasture for the 400 years. And finally, when you come out, ooh, ooh, ooh. Get dog out. Getting job like a sudra. The rich thing. No. Even if you're a scientist, oh, I want to do some good thing in people. Tell them how bad our products are. So kills people. Money. So this is demoniac, right? Asha, pasha. By their greed, unlimited. Greed, Krishna, Sangha, Samuha, the modes of nature, pushing them, so trying to catch the cobra, catch water rascals. Therefore, we accept the teaching of Bhagavatam. Brahmaji says, Bhava Chiddam, did you memorize? Verse where he says, Among Mangalam, Swasti Ayanam Mangalam. One of Brahma's verses speaking to Narada, he says, take up bhakti yoga, none of these other paths. Even us, they talk that don't try for yoga for some gan, what to speak of karma or something. It's worthless. Kirtanam, yoginam nirpanir nitam, hirnamam. You are a yogi, whoever you are. Etan nivijamanam, ichatamakato, yoginam nitam, hariyanamam kirtanam. Everyone should try for nam. Don't worry about doing yoga. Of course, Prabhupada could be very humorous. One guy doing a headstand in the Balboa Park in San Diego. Man, because the story is so funny, we can tell it over and over. He said, one of our men said, no, we don't do this problem. Not take time from your eating and sleeping. Satchitananda, you never tire them. Nitya Nayamana. They're always funny. If you can think of it in another 10 seconds, it'll. you cannot take time. Then he said, actually, okay for health. Doing this headstand. See that probably there's, of course, value to doing some yoga. But they're doing some yoga. People are paying for a half hour of yoga. And they come out saying, this improved. They don't learn the full. But if one can, when they were opening the Juhu, well, they didn't open it yet, but Giriraj, probably the Westerners are coming to Bombay to, they don't know anything but the yoga. They'll go, we should offer yoga here. But I said, no. Very adamant, wore him down. He said, but Prabhupada, other place, they won't come to our place. But he relented very reluctantly that do it, the explanation, what is the real yoga like that, and be there. We're just pushing this yoga. No, we're not doing it. So the yogi said in the 8th chapter of the Gita, Ananya, Chamam Yejana Paripasa, is that the verse? I think. Anyway, in that chapter, talks about a time of death, to be very fixed his mind on Krishna. What are those verses? Antakale tu purusha agati of the Bhagavatam. That the time of death, one has to be very fixed, the yogi has to be fixed. And actually, Krishna describes if one thinks, even in that 5 or 6 verses, if he thinks negatingly, then that one has to like take up through the chakras. It's all briefly, but brahmacharyam, one has to do it, of course, gradually come out the top of his head. Some Buddhist style yoga, they even cut, I was reading, it's really crazy. Under the tongue, there's a strip of skin, and they, you know, just your tongue and block off your little passage. But you're really up there to do that. I mean, they do that. Put their tongue. So, is it kumbha yoga? Yeah, pineal gland. You have to lick it. It's way up in your skull. So your tongue quite, it's doing a distant yoga. So that that I read a long time ago on the beach in Hawaii. Now, I thought, wow, this is pretty interesting. You should stand on your head for 3 hours and conquer death. That's heavy, you know. I should try that. So it's an hour after that, forget it. So when you're on the beach, you have nothing in your head all day. But I only after 1 hour, I did one. I had a little clock. After days, some hippies were coming over and say, hey, man, what are you high doing that? And I was saying, yeah, actually, the kundalini, all the energy is released somehow. I didn't even stuff. Kind of knew something, but not much. So after you stand down, you get like a big rush, you know, because all the energy is. But for advanced devotees, they don't have to worry about this type of thing. You get a very mind that just 3 days after that, standing on my head with the thing. Yeah, Amritasya Putra, I saw a statement. Shrinu, that Tasya Putra, Shvetara Upanishad. Listen to me. For the sons, but they're not teaching that. They hardly teach that. They will merge, and there's no engagement. You have some, the next thing, you know, Maya, we have our bhakti yoga. And so we walk on the head of death like Dhruva Maharaj, and as described. Automatically one is, I will give you the taste, tells our taste immortality. Amrita. Just by that engagement with Krishna, of all that process and this type of yoga. Rejected as the greatest devotee because you're non-envious of me. Bhaktosi me sakiti. Rahasyam, he's teaching him Rahasyam, the most intimate secret of Bhakti, because he's not in the Gopi Bhava, but still. He did explain that Avyakta Dini Bhutani come from the Avyakta manifest, and we go to the. But are you beginning? Who's more advanced? Tell me one more time. Tell me. Those who, and Krishna says, Klesho Dikataras. This type of yoga is useless. Klesho Dikataras. Asakti. Yeah, we come from a vyakta, but you cannot be a vyakta. Esha maham samudarta mrityu samsara sagara. Those who are to do that for so long. Vasudev, then finally Vasudev sarvamiti. He will realize Vasudev is everything. This realization immediately. He knows everything. You will not know anything. You'll always get less. You'll realize you know very little. He's showing that example in his different prayers. Bhashvan yatasma sakaleshu te kateyat abhidat Brahma, what is the rest of that? Yeah, Brahma is talking about himself also, saying. Like a reflector, tiny reflector. Karnana vajale bhajadisma yoga nidram. The real yoga, Krishna is nidra yoga. He's, by just lying down, nidra yoga, everything is coming out of his pores like that. Shrishti, Stitti, Pralaya, Shadana, Chaitya, Bhuvanani, different, Chaiva, Yashi, yeah. Bhuvanani, Bibharti, Durga. All these devas. Adeo, Suraganamani, Otra, Siddha. When prayer is first prayer, he said, Brahma, Adeo, Suraganamani, Otra, Siddha, Svatthaya, Kataya, Vachasa. These demigods, if you read chapter 8, 9. Well, anyway, in this verse also, we have to talk of defeat. Let's see, that was this verse. Shit, Parabas Tabata Bodha Jatu, Jigyasin, Vishabdev's famous verse. Fit in this material world, perfection. To attain that mercy, there's defeat. There's nothing for the bhaktas. Whereas it says, those who are senses are out of control, Adanta Gopi, Protagopi Vishatam Tamisham, chasing after the chewed. Some Calcutta temple, we throw something out of the altar, and a crow would come and pick it up immediately before it even chewing the chew. If you have a sugarcane and those will come try to get, they can get there, have some facility to get it. But if a man, Ujavagatinam, like hitting the ready or Shayashatim Bhakti Madhasha Deva Bone. One up the Shayakairava Chandrika. So there's nothing but defeat. Barabarastava Yavan. Why is it Nirvan Najigashita? Because they ordered Matatva. What is it? Atmatam chapter. That Griheshu, Grihamedinam. Those were Griheshu, Griheshu. If you're a Grihanam and you go for 1 half-hour yoga or 2 hours yoga, whatever, still defeat. Prabhavastavara Bodhija, Yavanya, Griheshu, Grihamedinam, simply attached. But that ultimate thing, then one pleases the Guru. Therefore, that Sukadeva would Mariani question. Is very glorious. Krito loka hitam. Why krito loka hitam nirpa? It is the whole hitam, loka hitam. Hitakari no. Our acharya doing good for, they've studied all the shastras. We are insignificant, but they have studied. These shastras are here, right here. They're giving Bhagavatam. And we understand there's no defeat. This is actually possible when Krishna, whose senses of mind are always engaged in the transcendental. So one good example of senses is that Ambarish is Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindeova Chankya Vaikunta. He described Vaikunta added on the other day. He was quoting 11th canto. People have read it. It says, and then he discards it. But Prabhupada read that. No, we don't discard that. These verse chanting are in Vaikunta. Om Namo Bhagavate, not a singha, some of the verses, but all the verses, he said. We don't only chant them here, but in Namaste, Kila Karanaya, Nishkaranaya, Bhuta Karanaya, then this is different by Gajendra, Nishkaranaya, Bhuta, that he's describing. And he was an elephant, but an elephant, because we can certainly chant Namaste, Kila. He's the Karanaya, Kila Karanaya, the car thing. But you have no cause. There you go. He's the cause of all causes. Savragamam. He is the source of all the ocean of transcendental knowledge. So at least we should try to catch up with Gajendra's prayers. Verses there by him. Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Tachiratmakapurish. He's the cause in our own, not that our senses or mind are even ours. If we have that realization that I'm other than Krishna, Krishna is this mind, this tongue. So vachangshi vaikunta, he uses vacha. So long krishishta, Sukadeva, when he's offering prayers, he also praying that decorated and be able to please Krishna. So he may, so using the mind. Otherwise, impersonalists have no chance. They simply say, you study Sanskrit and then study Vedas or Vedanta. Oh, Krishna says, Vedanta Krit Veda Vid. I am actually a compiler. What is that verse? In the Chaitanya Upanishad, it says, Bhakti Do Bhakti Veja. Karo Bhakti Vetasi Vejam. Arjuna tells Krishna, you know everything. You only know Bhakti and Bhakti Do. He's giving Bhakti, Tanya Mali. So Brahmaji is saying the same thing from Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata. Those who are Paribhavata, undeviously serious, Hritsaroja, then he will sit on the lotus of your heart. From Bhakti-bhavata, Asheshutekshita pato nano nata pungsama. Shutekshita means by hearing, using Krishna. Why are you bothering? Don't artificially. Of course, we have our deities. You can see. Iti morti abhidan in a month, morti ma morti kam. Even if he has no form, see his form, but his form is in the sound. Hare Krishna mantra. So therefore we'll see Krishna by hearing. So Brahmaji is giving us nice Hitsaroja Sheshu takes the pato. Yadat Uravayanti Tatva Upranayase Saranugra. And he's giving Brahmaji's by his mercy, you'll see your form. Form, right? Stavara Jangama Dek Negdeki Taramorti. You won't see him moving. Only see Krishna there. Haribo. Any comments, questions?
Hari Hari. So, and Sometimes the scientists would challenge these to some mystic power, but produce any power. So they end up ridiculing the whole yoga.
Although there are yogis doing mystic power. I've seen videos with incontestants doing mystic power about it.
Like, you see challenges so many.
No, they who say they don't believe because like yourself, or maybe go there. Yogi I saw, you can see it, the fire yogi. You know about the fire of India, but he would chant mantra and do pranayama for preparing and then enter into fire. And it's 800 fire and not catching fire there. And it, you see comments from scientists, oh, don't believe it, ooh. It's okay, you don't believe it, we're seeing it there. It's reporting and ending 10 feet away. And this guy's lying in blazing fire.
I know.
But they'll say, you can read the blog or the whatever, they'll say, oh, it's not possible, we have to take his cloth and send it to England and can check this.
There was this one scientist who was challenged actually to
who was giving
the yogis. It's a little, it's come back like a few years ago, yeah, but I don't know.
Tell, speak guys, in the mic, you're just like talking, microphone, you know something.
No,
thinking out loud.
What I'm saying, that was, nobody could have, okay. Nobody could have, do anything about
it. All right.
That was nice sound. That was a nice thing. I really.
You saw Krishna?
No, but I mean that idea of that understanding. So compromised in this world.
You know? Literally, the bhakti, you need the ointment of bhakti, prema.
But. You know, yoga has become so popular in the world, you know, and I guess it has its benefits, even though, you know, people that don't really understand what its purpose is. But that verse is really nice. You know, Prabhupada said it's not about the breath, but it's about getting the mercy of the mind. Always think of Krishna.
So yeah, really, it says that.
Yeah.
So. There's no defeat for persons who control the mind, sense of biases, and who are therefore experienced mature mystics. This is because such proga. So, according to Tatra Chambudhi Sang Yogam, Labhate Parva, end of, and in many places, those who are taken up yoga, they don't have to bother with it now. They, when they're born, they are attracted to spiritual sound. Purvabhya Sena Tena Hirsa. If you see that last 10 verses of 6th chapter of the Gita, in many places, like the Devahudi's conversation, Kapila Dev, Tapas to Juhun Sharshan Arya, Brahmana Chur Namagananti, those who jivashta, they already finished all these processes. Anything else? Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Joy.